You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to this episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, one half of the Membership Geeks, and today we're talking about the three pillars of membership growth. So if you've got an existing membership, this one is for you, particularly if you've been struggling with knowing where you should be focusing in order to grow and scale your membership. You know, so much of what's out there is all about how to start a membership, right? It might be about the tech, it might be about the launch strategies, how to plan it, what should be in there. But then what? With a membership, getting it off the ground really is just the beginning. Running it, growing it, scaling it, that is a whole other ballgame. So today I'm sharing those three pillars of membership growth that you should be focusing on and what they each entail and how you can actually dive deep into the various strategies and tactics you should have in place for each of these three pillars. So the three pillars of membership growth are pretty simple: marketing, member retention, and management, or market, members, manage. I like having it like that. Market, members, manage. You get the alliteration. It's nice. It's snappy. So those are our three pillars: market, members, manage. So market is our first pillar. And obviously this involves marketing our membership, making sales, attracting new members. So for this, you want to make sure that you have continuous audience building happening. So many people neglect this because they'll maybe start off with an email list that they put together when they launch their membership, and then they leave it at that. Maybe they did a big launch promotion. Maybe they used a lot of scarcity. They did a challenge or they did something to get lots of people on their email list before they opened their doors, but they don't keep that going. You need people to sell your membership to, so you should always be growing and refreshing that audience, because people who came into that audience but didn't join your membership, they're going to phase out. They're going to fizzle out. They're going to have their needs and their interests change. And if you're not growing that audience will die. Not literally, but you know what I mean. So you need that continuous audience building. You need to be implementing a core sales funnel that turns strangers into paying members, website visitors into leads, into members. That core sales funnel needs to be in place as part of the marketing pillar of your membership. Don't just rely on somehow people getting to your sales page and joining. We need something in place that turns someone who just finds us, who just hears about us, just clicks through on a search result, who turns them into a paying member. And that is a multi-step process. So you need that core sales funnel. And that sales funnel should be part of an overall membership marketing flywheel, which is a model that we teach inside Membership Academy, whereby you're not just thinking about what happens before someone becomes a member. You look at the marketing opportunities that exist after they've joined. So you leverage your existing member base to help you market and grow and bring new people into the fold. This also means having a solid content marketing strategy and regular promotional campaigns to drive member sales, as well as a robust way to utilize social media to grow your reach, stay top of mind, and continue to build that audience, which we talked about. And of course, other things within this area include stuff like Facebook ads, affiliates, joint ventures, and more, all of which is aimed towards bringing new people into your membership. So that's your first core pillar. You need to be marketing. You need to be prioritizing attracting new people into your membership. But of course, that's all for nothing without that second pillar, which is your members. So this is largely centered around keeping those members you attract subscribed. And having a solid member retention strategy is pivotal to that. Memberships are a retention game. And retention starts day one, minute one. The second someone joins your membership, the clock is ticking. So you need to ensure that you have a core retention strategy in place that takes care of new members, that engages them throughout their membership experience, and that mitigates the things that could lead to them leaving your membership. It also involves optimizing your membership offer, so what you deliver, the value you provide. We always say that memberships are a value exchange. You want people to keep paying on an ongoing basis. You need to deliver value on an ongoing basis. So really nailing that value proposition and ensure that what you give members is actually aligned with what they're looking to achieve and why they join your membership in the first place. So it's not just about retention. It's not just about clinging on to them. It's about how you structure, how you've designed what you actually offer and what value that represents to your members. Now, obviously, community plays a huge part in member engagement and retention too. So we want to make sure that that's absolutely flying and ensure that we're cultivating a culture that members never want to leave behind, as well as regularly soliciting and leveraging member feedback, using that feedback, using the data to fine-tune our member experience to minimize cancellations and taking steps to win back those members who do leave. All of these things are key activities in prolonging the time someone's with us and maximizing that member lifetime value, which is really what that members pillar is all about. It's everything that happens after the sale to prolong member lifetime value and ensure people stay with us for months and years to come. And our third pillar is manage. So this is pretty much everything else. This is the running, managing, and scaling on the business side of your membership. That's everything from making sure that you personally have the right sort of robust mindset needed to succeed in the membership industry and that you understand how memberships work and how to adapt to the nuances and the differences with this model compared to others, as well as how to deal with some of the obstacles, some of the doubts, some of the challenges you may face. So it's everything from developing that mindset through to having systems and processes in place that will make your business more efficient, through to having a thorough understanding of the key metrics that you should be tracking and what they all mean. You also, as your business grows, want to be moving away from simply being a business, simply being an entrepreneur who has a product, into developing a strong brand, a brand that supersedes just your membership, that supersedes you as an individual, that supersedes your company. Strong brand identity can get you a long, long way. And having that identity and really understanding how to leverage branding is essential as you start to grow your team and hire more people, because they'll need to embrace that brand too and apply it in the way that they go to work and represent your company. And of course, a big, big part of handling the business side of things is having an eye on the future, figuring out what your big picture is, expanding what you're doing to embrace other revenue streams or ways to increase the average revenue per member, and starting to think about what that next chapter may hold once you have stable growth in your membership. Achieving stable growth is just a step to what's beyond. So you need to actually think about, okay, what do things look like in 5 years, 10 years? Not necessarily start putting the pieces in place for stuff that might change by the time you get to that point, but at least having clarity around what the potential could be for where things are going in the future. These three pillars form the basis of something that we call our membership growth matrix, which is the framework for growth that we teach inside Membership Academy for everyone who's already launched their membership and wants to grow it into something successful and meaningful. Everything that I mentioned in this episode is taught inside the Academy as part of our membership growth matrix, from that core sales funnel through to the specific retention strategy and tactics, Facebook ads and how to actually use them effectively for memberships, through to developing your brand, hiring team members, creating promo campaign calendars, and a whole lot more besides. So if you already have your membership up and running and you're looking for exponential growth, then focusing on these three pillars, market, members, manage, will put you on the right track. If you're already an Academy member, you can access the membership growth matrix from your dashboard or from the main menu. And if you're not a member and you're sick of your membership not growing as well as you know that it can and falling short of its potential, then head to membershipacademy.com to join us and get instant access to the membership growth matrix and so much more. But whether you're a member or non-member, make sure you are focusing on these three core pillars. Make sure that everything is firing in those three areas. Don't make the mistake so many people make and only focus on the marketing, because you'll be leaving the business operations to fail And also, you'll not be taking care of the actual members that you attract as well, which kind of makes all your marketing effort for nothing. Similarly, you don't just want to focus on the business side, the management side, and have the most amazing processes in the world, but no members and no growth to apply them to. So market, members, manage. Keep these three pillars of membership growth in mind. And if you're an Academy member, work through the membership growth matrix, where we actually take you through all the key elements of those three pillars to ensure that your membership is growing the way it deserves to. That's it from me for this week. Hopefully you found today's episode useful. I'll be back again with another installment of the Membership Guys podcast. I'll see you then. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.